Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about relationships. I have a returning guest today, so excited. Casey Beard is the owner of Fred Astaire Dance Studio in the Plymouth Industrial Park at 9 Aldrin Road and is currently the only one on the South Shore still, right?
Yes.
Okay. Fred Astaire has been around since 1947 and they are always expanding with over 150 studios in the U.S., Europe, and Africa, which is just awesome. She launched her Fred Astaire Dance Studio over 7 years ago back in 2008, and I'm very excited to have you back again. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Oh, so excited to have you here. Now, this is like the before and after. When you came before, I hadn't had any lessons.
Exactly.
And now I've got like what, maybe 12 under my belt.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Now, take us back to anyone that's a new listener. You have a psychology and marketing degree. Mm-hmm. So take us back to when you were in public relations prior to becoming a dance teacher and the owner of the franchise.
Sure. So about 12 years ago now is when I was in marketing and PR, and I worked for a boutique agency. It was a great little agency. We had lots of wonderful clients, but it just wasn't my shtick.
I know.
I really disliked what I was doing, and I had always been a dancer. That was my hobby. That was my thing. Mm. And so one day I just sort of up and quit and said, all right, I'm not going to do this anymore. What can I do?
And you also have a psychology degree.
Yes.
Which, like I said earlier in our previous recording, you can almost use that in any job.
I would recommend, you know, when I went into psychology as my degree, my parents went, oh, what are you doing? But I think, honestly, everyone should have some sort of background in psychology.
It's so helpful.
It is.
Because you work with people.
Yeah, any customer service gig, you need to have an idea of what makes someone tick and what's going to, how you're going to be able to communicate with them to get their best out of them.
And now, so you dancing was a hobby.
Yes.
And so you started out dancing when you were seven, and you did the tap, ballet, and jazz thing.
Yep.
When did you get introduced to the ballroom or partner dancing?
I was in college, and we were part of a consortium in Worcester where all 10 schools in Worcester would work together, and you could kind of go join clubs and do classes at the other schools, and they had a ballroom club at Holy Cross. I went to Clark, but the Holy Cross team had a club, and I got introduced to that, and I started competing with their team and fell in love with it.
So did you fall in love from the first time you ever did it?
Hell yes. Ooh, can I say that on the radio?
We can change it to heck later.
Oh, yes. But it was just, that's where I felt like, this is me. This is where I get to shine.
Yeah. I know, but it's partner. It's not just you.
True, but it's, I can't explain it, Nicole. It just felt so right.
Yeah.
You know, I have a hard time communicating with people, you know, or I did when I was a kid. I was so shy, you know, and partner dancing was my way to be social.
Yeah.
It was an opportunity for me to, you know, actually interact with people. Yeah. When I was, I went to one of my high school reunions and they said, you know, oh my goodness, you speak.
I know you.
I think I told you that last time, and I went, yes, I do, you know, but that was my first way of coming out of my shell, was through that partner dancing experience.
Now, how do you feel about being an entrepreneur today? Because you've had your location for almost 7 years now.
Yep, 7 years. I love it. Mm. I wouldn't go back to being someone else's employee because it's just, this is such a great opportunity for
anybody. Once you get a taste of working for yourself.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
You don't ever want to
But it's also
go back.
The hardest thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. You know, the buck stops here. Mm-hmm. It all comes back to me.
Yeah.
I love that I get to be in charge, but, you know, some days I'm like, who put me in charge?
Yeah.
How did I get this gig?
I know, but as long as you surround yourself with really smart people.
Exactly.
In your life. And I'm talking about not just your teachers. I'm talking about your CPAs. And
yes.
Everyone that you surround yourself with, really, and if that person is not working, then time to cut the cord and move in somebody else. But otherwise, you're just going to not be able to move forward.
Right. You have to realize that you can't do it all and you need help. You know, for any entrepreneur, that's the biggest thing is, you know, there aren't enough hours in the day to do everything, and you don't have the knowledge to do everything.
I know. You can't do it all.
No. Not at all.
And women, we don't like to ask for help.
Exactly.
But I've learned I have discovered, I don't know, the Help Foundation of Youth or whatever, because I always ask for help now, because I know that it's the only way that I'm going to get to where I want to be faster.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you describe yourself as a teacher?
I am enthusiastic, passionate, hopefully compassionate and caring. You know, I try and tap into what my students need. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How would you describe me as a teacher? I've taught you for a few lessons.
I would say yes. I would say perky as well.
Okay.
You know, now I'm on the spot here. Just you're delightful.
You're easy.
You're like, don't stop. You're easy to work with, and I love the visuals. I love the explanations, metaphors. You give lots of metaphors, sort of. Maybe you don't realize you're doing it, but
I
just
try.
Like little correlations and to help us understand what the step is.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote. I don't know if I brought them with me, but I wrote. You know, we write out a few things about the steps and just to help us remember what we're doing. Because in the beginning, you've got to build that foundation.
Yeah, we call it muscle memory, and I keep telling you guys, you know. We're starting with muscle memory because this is like any skill. Mm. You don't just wake up one day being able to do it. So I like to relate it to driving a car. You know, if you had one lesson to learn how to drive a car, you probably wouldn't be a very good driver, right? But it's repetition, especially in the beginning, you know, driver's ed, they go over the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's like dancing. We continue to build that muscle memory, and we try and put it in different terms that hopefully, you know, if I said it one way and it didn't quite click, okay, I'll try and find another way to make it click.
And I love that analogy about driving a car because even after 1 year of driving a car, you're not quite, you know, seasoned.
Exactly. You shouldn't be drinking the coffee and, you know, on
eating,
you know, playing with the radio. So that's, you know, that's exactly the case with dancing. Mm-hmm. My goal for all of my students is for you to get to a point where you're dancing with a partner, but you're having a conversation with another couple beside you.
Mm.
Or you are thinking about, you know, what's going to come up for the weekend. You're not thinking about, okay, what step is next? Which way am I going? What am I doing?
Yeah.
I want that to be just a part of you, that it just kind of is a natural thing.
And Mike actually, is it Mike that I was dancing with yesterday?
Yes.
He actually took me when you were dancing with my husband, and he was just having a conversation with me while he was leading the dance. And I didn't realize that's what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
He was trying to
pretty
see.
Slick.
He was trying to see. Well, it wasn't tricky or anything, he was trying to see how well I have now been able to follow.
And it was good, right?
Versus lead.
Yeah.
It was really great because
you just danced.
It wasn't easy for me to hand off that leadership. I still find myself anticipating the next move.
Well, you are a leader in life.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's natural. And I find that a lot with the women that come into our studio. If you are with a partner or if you come in on your own, you know, we're so used to taking charge and getting things done and just making things happen. So to relinquish the reins and give control to someone else, especially physical control, that's a really hard thing to do.
But it's still, you're giving it up, but you're still a partner because we just did that whole push-pull thing last night.
Yes, you have to work together. It really is almost a 50-50 partnership.
Mm.
You know, and again, I think a lot of women are like,
it's
I
like
just got to get it done.
It's like magnets. You know the magnets that don't quite hit, but you really have that
energy. Oh, I like that analogy. I'm going to start using that one.
Ooh, you've got that energy. All right, we've got to go to break shortly, but you have a lot of students. We met a couple there that have been veterans that have been coming for years.
Yep.
What do you love about the veterans, and what do you love about the newbies?
I love watching my veterans have the opportunity to just go out there and shine no matter what the situation. We were in the Plymouth 4th of July parade recently, and we had some of our students on the sidelines, and when we passed, we grabbed them and pulled them into the parade and started dancing, and they were just able to do it.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, and it was so fun, and they just, they had no issues, like, okay, yeah, we'll dance. And then for my newbies, I just love showing them that they could do something that they didn't think they could do.
I know.
It's
all right, well, we're gonna talk some more about dancing and all that it entails, which is basically partner dancing. And what else is it? I lost my train of thought.
It's social dancing.
Yeah, well, it's the fancy word for the dancing.
Ballroom in Latin.
Yes, ballroom. Thank you. I don't have a lot of brain cells left at my age. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Well, I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And my guest is Casey Baird. And she's the owner of Fred Astaire. You can find all her information at fredastaire.com/Plymouth. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Dancing is the perfect combination of physical activity, social interaction, and mental stimulation. You don't have to be a professional dancer to look like one. Let Fred Astaire Dance Studio show you how to move with agility and grace. Maybe you dreamed of being a dancer as a child. It's never too late to learn the self-confidence of dance. Reignite that fire with your significant other and start dance lessons today. Or give the gift of dance with a gift certificate. Visit fredastaire.com or visit them in Plymouth today.
Do you yearn to write? Then you are a writer. Hi, I'm Suzette Martinez-Standring, syndicated columnist and author of two award-winning writing guidebooks that are used in national journalism courses. Give a written memory as a gift, improve your blog, or get published. Discover where expression can take you. The heart of a writer is more important than the mechanics of writing, which are easy to learn. Book a workshop for your next conference or book a private writing party full of creatively juicy writing exercises and surprises. To learn more, visit my website, readsuzette.com.
What is your biggest challenge in your business? Are you getting all of the word-of-mouth referrals that you would like? Membership at a BNI chapter provides a positive, supportive, and structured environment in which to exchange quality referrals for men and women in business. BNI is an income generator and passes hundreds of thousands of referral business every month. Find out how you can be a part of a local BNI chapter or start a new one by visiting BNIRI.com. Serving southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. That's BNIRI.com.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Casey Baird, and she's with Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Plymouth. And so I want to know, when did you have that aha moment when you wanted to become a teacher, mm-hmm. and then when you knew you wanted to open your own studio?
That aha moment for being a teacher, I don't know if the last time we spoke if I talked about how I got into ballroom, but I answered an ad in the paper and for a dance instructor position, and I auditioned and I got hired, and I fell in love with it immediately.
So you had been ballroom dancing for how long before you answered the ad?
10 years.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. College to, so wow. I started at 18 in college and then went through my marketing and PR career, quit that, and then saw an ad.
How did you come across that ad? You
literally, were just... it was the Boston Globe.
And it just, you were yep. just, and then all of a sudden you went, oh my God.
Yes. Yeah, I went, I'm going to apply for this.
That's awesome.
This sounds awesome. Mm. And I've always wanted to own my own business. The opportunity came up and I went, yep, sign me up. This sounds like the right fit. So
yeah,
that's how I ended up where I am.
Wow. Yeah. And I love how you say that you live to work rather than work to live. Did I say that right? Rather than work to live. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some people, they...
It's the same thing I think about live to eat.
Yeah.
And eat to live.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people in the world that don't have a balance.
Right.
With their eating habits.
Right.
Myself included.
You know, as entrepreneurs, I think a lot of the times we get so wrapped up in what we do and we have such a passion for what we do.
Yeah.
You know, I could easily spend all day, every day working because it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
You know, it's my love. It was my first child. Before I had my child, it's literally what I did all day. I'd spend 16 hours in the studio because that was my kid.
That's what you love to do.
But, yeah. And now I have an actual child, so I don't spend quite as much time in the studio. But that's my passion.
And now that you're a mom and you've been, you know, an entrepreneur for several years now, how has your passion evolved? Because it doesn't stay one way,
it does grow. It does
grow.
And that's an interesting question because when I was pregnant, I really thought that I would pop out a kid in 2 weeks, be back in the studio and just working my 16-hour days.
Oh.
So naive.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and that wasn't...
Most moms need the 3 months if they're going to go back to work.
Yeah, and I would say that's not enough. You know, it's that's a whole other ball of wax. But, I don't spend 16 hours in the studio anymore. That's how my life has evolved in that I have two passions now.
Yeah.
I'm a parent and I'm an entrepreneur and I have to balance those.
Yeah.
Which, you know, ties back to what you were talking about earlier. You have to ask for help. You have to use the people around you to help you, you know, manage your passions and make sure you spend enough time with both.
And so how often are you working? Are you 80% working? Are you 50% working?
It varies week to week.
I mean, are you a 40-hour week?
Yeah, I'm a 40-hour plus a weeker.
And now your husband is a dancer. Is he still dancing?
He does occasionally. We decided that he would actually pursue music. He's a singer-songwriter.
What a great pay.
I know.
That's so great.
He's a singer-songwriter, but does a lot of the at-home dad duties as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love that he's still dancing. He probably can't not dance. I mean, even teachers, you know, they don't walk the studio.
Right. They literally dance around.
Dance down the hallway.
Dance to the bathroom and stuff. Yes. So.
Now, last time we talked about kinesthetic learners.
Yes.
And I was very intrigued by the word, and I did some research, but you just corrected me. But let me share what I researched. It's said on the internet, and I tried to post it on LinkedIn today, and the pictures weren't coming up, so I couldn't post it because I thought this was pretty cool in just regular everyday life. 55% of messages received and processed by our brain is based on body language.
Mm-hmm.
38% of messages are based on tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
And 7% are based on the actual words, which I think is fascinating, especially with networking and trying to get your message out there whenever you are networking face-to-face.
You know, that's really interesting and awesome research that you did, because we've talked about how there are three ways to process information: audio, visual, and kinesthetic.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So most people are technically visual learners.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a small percentage that are audio learners, and even smaller percentage that are true kinesthetic learners, which means they learn by physically doing.
Oh, so this is the smallest percentage.
However, when you look at how people learn, people need to be moving while they are watching something, while they are processing information, or while they're hearing it.
Mm.
So that's why if you notice in our lessons, I'm always talking with you, I'm always dancing beside you, and I'm always physically moving you around. So I'm trying to do all three at the same time.
At the same time. Mm.
So that you're
That's why we're absorbing it quickly.
Yes. So we try.
And are we absorbing it quickly?
You are.
Because we're not an easy couple, are we?
Oh, you're fun. You're really fun.
Well,
and you're totally normal.
We try to be fun. My husband just needs to clam up on all the jokes for every single little thing.
This is why I do what I do. This is fun, and I get to interact and have a good time with you guys. It's not about the dancing.
I know.
You know,
I
that
know.
Would be boring.
I know. And one time we came in. Oh, I forgot all about this. We were so pissed at each other.
Why?
We were, well, I don't.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go.
Okay.
That'll be three shows worth. And so we were pissed at each other, and we walked in, and we actually shared it. We've, you know, been pissed at each other. And we just came right out of it.
Good.
You know?
That's my goal.
Just dancing, and then got in the car, and then, all right, so why are we so mad? And let's, you know,
it
just,
it
brought us together. It brought us together, and it.
That makes me happy.
And it sort of diminished the arguing.
Good.
Is basically what it did. Now, we are coachable.
Yes.
Steve and I.
Yes.
Do students actually have to be teachable or coachable? I mean, they kind of, you can't go and sign up if you're just going to be a stick in the mud.
Well, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because sometimes you have one person that's eager and one person that is a stick in the mud.
Absolutely.
Which is not our case. Thank God.
Thank God.
Because my husband was eager to do it.
You know, we do have the majority of, we have a lot of couples and we have a lot of singles. So I want to make sure that people understand that our students are both. You don't have to have a partner to learn how to dance.
That's right.
But we do have a lot of couples that come in. And it's true that we have one person who is really gung-ho and then one person who is just kind of doing it because they got dragged along.
Yeah.
And I take it as a personal challenge to really tap into that person who isn't so excited and see if I can get them over the hump and find something that they can relate to and go, hey, this could be fun to do. This is easy. Oh, this is a good way to spend my time with my significant other.
Yeah. And, you know, so we talked about the difference between before I started the lessons and after, and what did I really think and what did I expect and you know, all of that before.
Yep.
And I was like, well, at first I was like, I wasn't really expecting anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just was open to a new experience. And then, you know, I kind of thought it would happen quicker.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that I am just the cat's meow and I'm such a great dancer by myself. I can pick this up like nothing. And that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't realize the difference between dancing singly and dancing with someone else. It really is a partnership.
Yes.
And then so.
Well, you're not alone.
That's what most people think.
The majority of people who walk in our studio think they're going to learn to dance in two lessons mm-hmm. and that they're going to look like Fred and Ginger or or be totally confident after a short amount of time. And I want to say that we are very efficient in our teaching. We're very good at getting people up and moving quickly.
Very efficient.
And that's our strength. Mm. But, you know, again, going back to the car analogy, if I could teach someone to be an excellent driver in two lessons, man, I would be rich.
Yeah, Oh my God, yeah.
You know, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it takes time.
It takes a little bit longer than people think.
Yeah. Now, do you have a sort of an, no, because everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
So if you have a couple come in that's going to get married, you really kind of have to see how they do for the first like 5 or 6 lessons. And then you can sort of give them an idea.
Exactly. Okay. You know, so my only advice there for wedding people is please don't come in 2 days before your wedding.
Oh my God.
Please don't.
Come in 6 months before.
Please, yes.
Give it some time.
Right.
Okay. That way you're not panicked.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we got to go to break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Casey Baird, and she's with Fred Astaire. You can go to fredastaire.com/Plymouth for more information. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you a small business owner utilizing a swipe card system or invoicing with emails as your resource for accepting credit card payments? Did you know there is a more economical way? Central Payment is a local merchant service provider that accepts all major credit cards. Your local account executive, Donna St. Jean, is here to help you. You can lower your percentage rates, and Central Payment is a local provider. Contact Donna with Central Payment at 774-238-6957 for a free consultation today, or connect with Donna on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/Donna Pay.
Did you know that your skin is the largest organ you have, and anything you put on your skin gets absorbed into your body? This includes your makeup. Unique makeup products are incredibly safe, non-toxic, chemical-free, and organic. Unique is made from natural plant dyes and extracts, making it hypoallergenic and safe for almost all skin types. When you use makeup by Unique, you will know what you are putting on and in your body. Make this year all about you. For more information about Unique all-natural makeup, contact Fiona at naturalmakeuplady.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Coaching to Fulfill Dreams is here to support you, challenge you, and to help you find the inner confidence to make tough decisions and work through any uneasy decision in your personal or professional life. Coaching to Fulfill Dreams offers you the opportunity to take ownership of your decisions that will move you closer to living the life you've always imagined. Stop asking what if and start asking what's next. Take action today. Contact Lauren at coachingtofulfilldreams.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Casey Baird and, granola. I've messed up all my papers here. Where are we? Okay, here we are. So, do you love that new word, granola?
Yes, I've never heard that one before.
I don't know what came, I was trying not to swear. So the before and after, I loved the question that you asked me, how did you feel before and how did I feel after? Afterwards, I was very happy to know that we are coachable. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to know that my husband can dance.
He can.
I'm sorry, honey, if that insulted you at all in any way. I know that I'm excited that we have evolved.
Yes,
over these 10, 12, whatever mm-hmm. lessons we've had. And right now it's starting to stick.
Good.
And we're actually forming, because we're going on the cruise.
Yes.
By now, I think we've been back. I don't know when this is going to air. But it's actually sticking, and we're mm-hmm. formulating little
routines
together, and little
you're finding
poses.
Your groove.
Yeah, we're finding our groove.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, and I want to say I love the closing of the eyes thing. So let's talk about that for a second, because that was really revolutionary for me. So Steve and I were dancing, and he wasn't getting that I didn't know where he wanted me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, Nicole, close your eyes. Hello. He had to lead.
Yep.
It was really amazing.
Yeah, it's one of those tools, one of the tricks of the trade that I use to help couples understand, or partners understand, that you have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
If the leader is not giving the signals, the follower has no idea where she's supposed to go.
And
if the follower is anticipating and jumping the gun and trying to go somewhere before the leader has
choppy.
An opportunity to give the signal, then
it gets
that
a
doesn't
mess.
Work. Yeah, that doesn't work either. So.
And I love that part, because that was revolutionary. And also the fact that the push-pull thing, what was that? It was like my hand, give me your hand.
Okay.
I know, because we're on radio. We're on video too. So, but I had to give you the resistance or pull away from you.
And you have to give me a push. So we always have to feel like there's a little wall between us. So push against my hand a little bit.
Oh, push.
This way, yes.
Oh.
All right. And I'm going to push and then pull.
Yes.
Push. So we were doing what's called push, pull, hustle. That was our example.
Okay. Yep.
But that's how we were to stay connected.
Yep.
And that you could read the messages from Steve.
And follow his body language.
Exactly.
Not just his arms.
Exactly.
Yeah, and his hands. Because you're like, these are not joysticks.
Right. It's not a gear shift, not a joystick. Don't want to pull anyone's arms out of their socket.
No. And I love the examples that you give, too, because then when we're kind of doing it wrong, you know, you kind of give a more elaborate way of doing it wrong. Which is really kind of cute.
Good.
Because then we look and we're like, oh my God, okay, yeah. We
don't want to look like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really great.
Good.
So I love that closing of the eye thing.
Good.
And I just think that, you know, afterwards, we've just discovered so much that we are excited about.
Yay.
And we're going to dance on the cruise.
So. That's what I'm so excited about.
I
can't wait to hear how it goes.
And I was actually dancing at my house. I had a party recently with family, and I was doing the moves by myself. So as though I had a partner, which is really great.
Yeah.
What a workout.
Oh, absolutely.
My legs, oh my God, my legs were killing me after just a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So because I was really focused and I was paying attention to my body and I was doing actual moves with real, you know, regular music.
That's showing that it's getting into your muscle memory.
I know. And I love that you're asking us, what music do we want to play?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, Pitbull. Like, sometimes we like a little bit racy music, you know.
It keeps things entertaining.
I know. We're gonna look up some flash dance.
Yes.
And some really cool music that gets my heart, you know.
That you're excited to move around to.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my God, what's the dance, where the girl flies in the movie?
Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing.
My favorite movie
I'm
ever.
Writing this down. Yeah. Dirty Dancing, because I want to play some of this music, because this is the music that I love. When I hear it on the radio.
That was the movie that got me into partner dancing.
Partner dancing.
Yeah. I have literally watched that movie 300 to 500 times.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Oh, my God. And I still love that song, Patrick Swayze.
She's like the wind.
I know.
I'm a dance teacher, not a singer.
So let's talk about the actual ballroom and partner dancing.
Yes.
We have learned, so there's rhythm and smooth.
Yes.
What's the difference between rhythm and smooth, even though we understand the word rhythm and the word smooth?
So, good question. So there are categories of dances that are called rhythm and smooth. A smooth dance is something, it's American smooth. So they are dances that travel around the floor. In a counterclockwise motion, and you're supposed to move smoothly around the floor. There's not a lot of wiggling and shaking going on.
Oh.
The dances that fall under this umbrella would be something like a foxtrot, American tango, waltz, Viennese waltz.
Okay, we've only done the tango and the waltz.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, so far. So the rhythm category are those dances that are more compact. They don't move around the floor in that same counterclockwise direction.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot more freedom and movement in the body. And those dances are salsa, mambo, merengue, rumba, cha-cha.
Hustle.
Swing. So those dances are characterized by, again, the actions of the body, of the hips, and also the more up-tempo music that you can dance them to.
I can't even put my hips into it yet. And
we've been working on it.
I can't do that
yet. You got a good shake.
I know, but that's just when I'm goofing around. But Hustle is my favorite.
It is. It's a really great, versatile dance. It's not the line dance. So for your listeners, it's not the thing that, you know, the hand goes in the air and points. Mm-hmm. That's
not the group.
Right.
It's not the group line dance thing.
It's a partner dance that's closely related to swing.
Oh, that's why. Mm-hmm. Okay. Swing. We did learn some swing, too, at the beginning.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And, so the rhythm and the smooth. Now, the smooth, the waltz is more, I love our little notes because, you know, it's like the nose up in the air.
Yes.
Like, you know.
The prince and princess.
And then gliding.
Yes.
And then the hustle, we do that back rock.
Yep.
And do something. I love your analogies. We have so much fun. All right. What is one of the greatest accomplishments since you've opened your own franchise that you think that you've accomplished?
I would say it would have to be the community that we've developed in our studio.
Mm.
The friendships that exist between our students, my amazing staff. The studio community is something that I'm really proud to walk into every day.
Mm.
And again, I'll go back to the parade that we just did to see so many of our students lined up on the side of the street.
I know.
I
couldn't go.
It was such a great experience to see, be able to just run over and hug all of them, you know, and sometimes bring them out to dance and just, you know, have all those people there waving at us and seeing the different people that are there together that didn't know each other before they became a part of the studio.
And I love that you go to, like, a park.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a picnic at the park. Now, please, you're going to tell me that you dance while you're at the park.
Yeah.
Obviously, right? So you can dance anywhere.
Yes, anywhere, anytime, to any music. That is our goal for all of our students.
Mm. Now, what do your students say about you?
Hopefully good things. I would hope that they say that our studio is a place where they feel comfortable, that they feel confident,
mm-hmm.
That they feel welcome and important.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, and that they're learning a skill that has hopefully transformed their life in some way. Hopefully it's given them something that's a transferable skill. Maybe they feel more confident now giving a presentation in front of somebody, or maybe they feel, a little less socially awkward at a party or whatever.
We've got parties coming up. That mm-hmm. We haven't attended one of the parties yet.
Not yet.
So we're kind of excited
to
see everybody in motion, just dancing. And we won't be intimidated by that.
Good.
I really just want to see everybody doing it. But I'm really curious to compare your party to some kind of dancing that happens on the cruise. I bet you guys shake it up more. I bet you do.
You know, I've been on the cruise that you guys are going on, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of dancing and there's a lot of ballroom dancing.
Okay.
But our parties are definitely, there's a lot of flexibility in our parties, but everybody is doing, you know, if there's a tango on, everybody's going around in the same direction doing a tango.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay.
Whereas if you were to go, you know, let's say we were to go over to East Bay Grill and you know, dance outside one night to the band that's playing. Well, some people are doing the shaking and grooving thing. Some people are doing the hustle. Some people are doing the rumba. Some people are doing whatever. And that's a strength to be able to have that versatility to dance. You know, if you want to dance your rumba next to someone who's, you know, just doing their shaking and grooving thing, that's fine.
Yeah,
you
exactly. Okay, all right, well, we got to go to break.
Okay.
So I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Casey Baird, and you can reach her at fredastaire.com/Plymouth. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking to create residual income and have more free time? On a mission to inspire healthy living, try Juice Plus. It's been around for decades and is not a juice or a vitamin. It's capsules or chewables that adults and children love. Juice Plus helps bridge the gap between what we do eat and what we should eat. Juice Plus nutritional products are pesticide and herbicide free, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten free. Contact Dawn Spolidoro, a registered nurse and independent representative for Juice Plus at dawnrn.juiceplus.com today. Many people are now living past the age of 80, 90, and beyond. Are your teeth going to be with you if you reach 100 years? Preventative dental care is essential if you want to keep your teeth. At Rabini Dental, they pride themselves on providing quality care with the latest technology in a caring and compassionate environment. Call them today, 508-746-4856, for a free consultation to discuss all your dental needs. They're located at 45 Resnick Road in the Plymouth Industrial Park, across from the Colony Place Mall. Visit RabiniDental.com.
Listing your property? Astounding Surroundings Staging is your South Shore home staging company. We help you stand out from the rest. On average, a home for sale using an accredited home staging company is on the market for 88% less time and sells for 17% more money. Get the most out of your home sale. Call Maureen Poole at 617-791-5278 or see what Astounding Surroundings can do for you at AstoundingSurroundingsStaging.com.
Oh, love it. Thank you so much, Kevin. Oh,
I love this song.
Such a great song.
It makes
song.
My heart flutter.
I know, it does. It makes me cry. It makes me happy. It makes me excited. It just makes, oh my God, so many great emotions.
We
so
recreated
sweet.
This at one of our shows.
Oh, yeah. I just want to get
it
up and dance
and everything.
Right now.
I know.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh my God. So tell me the differences between, because you have, I don't even want him to stop playing the music, but tell me the differences between the, there's social dancing, competition, and showcase.
Sure.
So social dancing is lead and follow.
Right.
Explain a little bit more about that.
Social dancing is something you do when you go out, you know, at night, when you go to a wedding, when you go on a cruise, when you go to a party. That is just purely, hey, I like to dance, you like to dance, do you want to dance together?
Mm-hmm.
Someone takes the lead, someone takes the follow, and you just ad lib and improvise.
Okay.
All right. So that's social dancing.
Okay. Now, competition and showcase is what you also do at your mm-hmm. studio. So what is the difference? Because explain the difference.
Well, competitions and showcases are things that we use as tools to improve social dancing. So, or some people come in and they want to be competitive and performance students, but overall, the majority of our students come in because they want to have that increased confidence and social boost.
Mm-hmm.
But a competition is a way to take your dancing to another level because you're in front of judges, right?
Mm.
So what you're learning in your lessons has to all of a sudden stick a little bit more because you're going to be in front of people.
Okay, but aren't you in front of judges when you do a showcase?
No, you're not in front of judges.
Judges.
That you're in front of an audience. So a showcase is kind of like a recital. It's a choreographed routine a la that show on television, Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
So it's a routine to a specific song. It's choreography. It's telling a story through dancing and through the music. So
I love it.
Yes.
Body language.
Yes.
Body language.
So
gotta
that's,
love it.
That's a showcase. And again, it's a tool. It's certainty of movement. So whereas social dancing is you're kind of guessing, you know, what's he going to lead next, so on and so forth. A showcase is this is where my feet go. Get them there, express myself, tell the story.
Okay. All right. And the competition, you can have a professional and an amateur together.
Yes.
Did you already say that already?
I did not, but pro-am competition, that's the majority of what our students do.
Pro-am.
Yep. Our professional teacher dancing with an amateur student against other professional teachers dancing with their amateur students.
Okay. And what's considered an amateur? Under how many years?
Amateur is anyone who doesn't get paid. Well, even actually, that rule's changed. But anyway, amateur is someone who takes lessons, like yourself.
Okay.
So you could be a an amateur competitor in a pro-am couple.
Okay. Or we could just do our own little thing.
I think my next goal is to get you guys in a competition.
I don't know. I don't know if my husband will take it that far. But he's loving it right now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, knock him off the cliff.
No.
I'm just going to keep him where he's at.
Good.
And we'll just, you know, take it day by day.
Good. I think that's a good plan.
Okay. All right. What's the most important thing to remember when you're out on the floor with a partner, do you think?
There's a couple of things to remember. One is I know it can be nerve-wracking because you think a lot of people come in and think that everybody is watching them.
Mm.
But everybody is so wrapped up in what they're doing. That you don't need to be self-conscious.
Yeah.
Because everybody is self-conscious about themselves, so they're not really looking
watching
at anybody
at
else.
You.
Even right?
though some people are watching.
Right.
So just have fun.
Yeah, just have fun.
If you're, you know, screwing up, laugh.
Yeah. And nobody is watching you going, oh, that was wrong. That was wrong. Ugh.
Yeah.
No, that's what dancing is. It's ad-libbing and improvising.
I figure dancing on a cruise ship, I'm never going to see these people again.
Exactly.
Well, actually, a lot of the people are from my daughter's dance class, so I will see them again. So I guess I better tone it down and behave myself. I don't know. Now, what do you like to do when you're not dancing or not working?
Oh, I usually spend time with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my main focus right now. My son is 2.5. And
but you watch all the dance shows.
I do. I DVR them. Yeah.
So you can't really get away from it.
It's still my passion. Mm. I love dancing. I had the opportunity to actually perform in one of our last showcase events, and it was really fun.
Did you perform with your husband?
No.
Oh, teacher?
Yes.
Teacher?
Okay. Actually, each one of the teachers and I did a professional routine together. So okay. I ended up dancing like 7 routines. And let me tell you, I'm not that young anymore. And it was exhausting, but it was fun.
Now, what are all these things on your wall, all these awards?
Oh, we have lots of different awards and trophies and just for different things that we've participated in as a region, as a part of the national company, some of the things that our students have done. We have a trophy board up on the wall showing the progression of our students through their different levels of their dancing.
I want to get my engraved name up there.
You'll get up there soon, my dear.
Right?
Yeah.
It's such a great, you know, little award, a little accomplishment.
Well, it shows, you know, sometimes people get so wrapped up in what they're not doing, they can't see what they have done.
Oh.
Right? So it's a nice reminder. Hey, look at how far you've come. Look at how far you've progressed.
Aw. And really, I want to go back to the foxtrot. We have plenty of time, I think.
Okay.
I want to go back to the foxtrot and the tango, how they look very similar.
In the beginning,
no. No. I think when you're watching Dancing with the Stars, almost all, so-and-so coming out doing the tango, and then all of a sudden the next one, so-and-so coming out doing the, you know, foxtrot.
Yes.
It all looks the same to me. I can't see those subtleties.
You know, what's challenging about that show is that sometimes the music choices aren't truly, you know, they're going to do a foxtrot to something that we typically wouldn't classify as a foxtrot.
Oh.
Right? So it is hard to differentiate on those shows. It's a fabulous program, but it of course, it's going to look kind of all the same.
Well, what I'm actually trying to point out is that because it's so smooth, when you get to a certain point at the beginning, we can tell the difference between them because it's a square.
Right.
And we're making a square we're making a triangle on the floor and it's so choppy.
Right.
But they are so beautiful and elegant and
smooth. Okay, yes, I see
that
your point.
That you can't really tell the difference unless you're one of those professionals.
Right, it looks like great dancing to you.
Yes.
End of story. Yeah.
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 It's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the character.
I can't wait to get to that point.
We'll get you there.
So that you can't tell which one I'm doing. I love it.
I'm going to get you in one of those gowns with the fake eyelashes.
I will do it. And I'll put the little rhinestones.
Yes.
I'll do it all. Okay. I'll do it all.
On air.
We got to go. Okay. We're almost out of time. Do you have any upcoming events?
We have a couple of open houses.
Depending on when this shows. But your open houses are
last Thursday of every month.
Okay.
So July 30th is our next one. And then after that is August 27th. They run from 7:45 is technically when we start. So if you arrive between 7:30 and 7:45, we do.
But you kind of have to register because serve champagne
and
stuff.
Yes, we need to know how many people are coming. It's a party. It's an event. It's a great opportunity to come and see what we do and have some fun.
Okay, and you're going to do the Plymouth First Night again?
Yes.
Okay.
As of right now, that's our plan.
Oh, great. I'm so excited.
Thrilled
to have you back to the show again.
Thank you so much
for supporting, and I'll give you a hug after we're done here, for supporting the Powerful Women Revealed show. And I want to thank everyone for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. To find all the Power Gals, you can go right to powerfulwomenrevealed.com. If you want to find Casey directly, you can go to fredastaire.com/Plymouth. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.